Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I don't insist on deleting these two definitions and to these concepts. Well, at the same time, at the end of the day, in practice, there will be the state which will decide what status or what kind of investments are they going to do. And I think it gives practically more flexibility to the state to enlist the hubs as the international passengers rail hubs. So I'm looking from this point to simplify the decision making process, and then obviously we cannot decide right now what will be the future, looking even now how the investments are going for many reasons, while at the same time we should consider the international passenger hubs and rail lines. So it's not in conflict. I think that it will simply simplify our work, lawmaking activities, while giving the opportunities to obvious opportunities to independent states. How do they think, feel, count, assess the presence and future of the hubs? So that's the reason. Summing up, wrapping up, I don't insist to do it, while at the same time remembering our discussions. I was at all our meetings, so I remember the justification. While right now I came to the conclusion that it will be enough at this stage. Later on, we can obviously modify law and update, while not being too ambitious, too detailed, and then have the discussions whether it's half primary or half secondary or whatever, while the specificity is international railway passenger hubs. So that's the that's the first point and the most significant, I think, for all of us. Thank you very much.